Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob, and I can't believe I haven't talked about this game yet, but today I'm going to talk about the game Sound Shapes. And let's, let's have some fun. I'm recording this on a Saturday. Usually I do not do that. Usually I record on Tuesdays. So it is fairly early. That's not early. Doing a little bit of drinking this weekend. You know what I'm talking about? Drive safe. Drink responsibly. Sound Shapes. Looks like IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. Not that that matters. I would have given it a 10 out of 10. Check it. Google says this game was made by Queasy Games. That's not even true. I can't even read that. Queasy Games. It is a side-scrolling platformer with a musical focus. It came out in 2012. And it is on. It debuted on the PS3 and Vita. They were cross save, so you could start the game on Vita, keep playing on PlayStation 3, or play on PlayStation 3, and then swap to Vita, and you could save your progress, and that was real cool. It's one of the best games probably on Vita, I would say. And if you have not played, you can probably get this game. Let's see how much Sound Shapes is. It's probably like $10. Sound Shapes, PSN, or not PSN, I don't know. Price. How much? Perfect. $9.99. I fucking told you. God, I knew it. I'm so fucking smart. Okay, so yeah, $10. 100% worth it. Looks like it won the video game awards for best song in a game and best handheld and mobile game. So there you go. It says Beck was the composer. I didn't know he made all... I don't think he made all the music. Well, I know he didn't make all the music. So, Sound Shapes, as I stated, is a side-scrolling platformer. And it's very simple. And the idea of the game is that you're a little blob, a little round... You look like an egg. Like a cracked egg. You got this... You're a circle. And then you got all this kind of... goo looking stuff around you. That's whatever. And so it's a side scrolling platformer, so you roll around and you collect. I'm fucking hot. Jesus Christ, I'm sweating. You roll around and you jump with the X. You can stick to light-colored surfaces, but you cannot stick to darker-colored surfaces. So, there's some challenges posed within that. Enemies, certain enemies. Anything red is bad in the game. It will hurt you. So there's enemies or, lasers or spikes or whatever. And the real draw to the game is that each level or each scene or, it's like every time you hit the right side of the screen, it's the next part of the level. I don't know if you've ever played a video game before, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Each one of those acts as a music sequencer. So you collect coins, and the coins have no bearing on completing the level. If you want, you could finish the game without collecting any, I think. I'm sure that you'd have to collect a couple, but you could avoid them if you wanted. But the point of the little coins is every time that you hit one, that is another instrument or a note or a beat in the music sequencer. So it sequences, you run over one thing, and it could be a drum or a snare or whatever, anything. And then the further you get through the level, the more you collect, the more it's making a song. So you're incentivized to collect them because obviously you want to hear better music than a, you know, 25% complete song. That would be weird and not very fun. But so not only is like every one of these levels pretty good music, and I don't know if you can buy the soundtrack, but I'm sure it's available somewhere. Yeah, a lot of famous people made levels for this game. Soundshapes composers. Let's type that in. God, I am fucking sweating. It's probably 69 degrees in this house right now, and I'm fucking dying. Let's type in soundtrack. Soundtrack. Let's see what's going on here, you mother. Oh, lordy. Let's go to Wikipedia. Shit. You think this would be easier? You think Google would just give me a list? Can you just give me a list? Whatever. I know Beck does some levels. Who's Deadmau5, Jim Guthrie. There's some other people, but anyway, whatever. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Okay. Point is, the music's pretty good and the level design's pretty good. Character development, not good. It's just a blob. So you're not going to get a whole lot out of that, but though I really like the game because, first of all, it is really enjoyable to be collecting those coins and completing the music. And the further, obviously, you get through the game, the more challenging the levels are. Or, I don't know if they're that challenging, but they're more complicated. Like, the musical and the visuals are more complicated. Or elaborate, I should say. And then, if I remember correctly, and I think I do, there's no trophies during the campaign of this game. You can beat it and you're done. But once you finish the game, you unlock a mode called Death Mode. And that mode puts you in scenarios where you start the level and then one coin appears on the screen. And you have to go as fast as possible. Oh, and speaking of that, going as fast as possible, you can hold the R1 or square down and you can roll, but you can't stick to things while you're rolling. Just saying. One coin appears on screen during death mode and you have to race over there to grab it. And once you grab that one, another one appears and you have to grab that one and then another one appears and then you have to keep doing it. And there's a time limit. And typically the time is very short, like 10 seconds. 15 seconds, you know, 30 seconds, stuff like that. So you have to race around, collect all the coins within the time limit. I have a few screenshots that I have on my Vita that are like 0.01 seconds left before I beat it. And during one particular job I used to have, it used to have a lot of downtime, not a lot going on, so I would play Vita. And I platinumed Soundshapes, during quote unquote work. And it was very satisfying. I platinumed it on Vita. The thing about platinuming this game is all you have to do to get another platinum, so it's a bit of cheating, but all you have to do is boot up the game on the PS3 and it just unlocks every trophy that you've gotten. So you don't have to re-beat it at all. And then when the game came out on PS4, I did the same thing, and it's also free, so it's cross-buy. So if you bought it for Vita or PS3, you got it for free, and then if you already had those, then it was free on PS4. So you just download it, and then now I have 3 platinums for one game, so my platinum stats are a bit padded, but I don't give a fuck. How about that? And then there's another mode where you have to listen. I can't remember what this mode's called, but you have to listen to the song or the beat or whatever, and then recreate the beat yourself. And by doing that, you stay on one static screen, and you put coins where you think the note is. So you are sequencing the music yourself, and you're trying to match the beat. That's very fun, up to a point. All these trophies are silvers, I believe. So you're getting like 40 silver trophies or some shit. And then they update the game with some DLC, which is free. I believe it was free. And then you get fucking 20 more silver trophies, and then 20 more silver trophies. And then since you have the game on the other system, you get 40 more silver trophies. And then you get a PS4, and you get 60 more silver trophies. Really nice. Really good. So if you want to cheat the system, like I would, for this game at least, I would recommend getting the game. Now, Death Mode is very hard. It was very satisfying when I beat it, but it's not that easy. It's not crazy hard. If you're dedicated, you could do it. But there's a lot of trial and error. And it's also not the same sequence every time. So if you die, the coin might appear in a different spot to start, and then they might randomize. I don't know how many different variations there are to that, but you can't, I mean, it, you know, sometimes you'll die like 15 times just to get the sequence. You're like, okay, I was good at this one. I can do this one. So it's a little frustrating, but those platinums, I highly recommend this game. Now that I'm thinking about, I don't know why I thought about this game today. I think I heard a song that reminded me of the game when I was driving home today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to record an episode about sound shapes. Anyway, though, I still highly recommend it. PS3, Vita, and PS4, you're going to get the same experience. It's a 2D game. It is pretty, I think. It's a good game. It's a good game. Buy it. I don't know what they've done since then. And it's another thing like Resogun. I'm like, I would buy a Sound Shapes too. Instead of that though, they just put a bunch of free DLC out. But let's see what Queasy Games is up to. Queasy Games. Go to the news section of Google. No, that's not working. There is no news. It doesn't have a Queasy Games by Jonathan Mack. Musical performer where everything in the world makes music. I don't know what that says. So, okay. It looks like he does. There's a game called Everyday Shooter, winner of the 2007 Independent Games Festival. It was on the PS3. Flowers of Air, that's not, it doesn't look like that's on a play. So it looks like that's it. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I still think, yeah. The game is well worth $10. I'm not sure what I paid for it at the time. It was probably not much more than that. It's probably 15, maybe 20. Probably got it on PS Plus deal for like 17. But if you got a Vita and you don't have this game, that's ridiculous. When I was thinking about this game, I was like, maybe this should have been on my top 10. I don't think I'm going to put it on my top 10, but it is not far off. That is a game that you can pick up and play, learn very easily, then enjoy it, then really dive into death mode and get, you know, get the challenge factor. But yeah, I just wanted to speak about that game today. Another short episode, but again, your time is valuable. So if you want, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Popcorn Jacob on that social media platform. That is PopconJacob. Thanks for taking a few minutes to listen to this episode, and I will see you next week.